I'm not educated. When you talk of education, I'm not educated. So it's just some personal effort and God's help that helped me to be able to communicate with people. I think on the platform we only have very few educated people. Brother Joseph also, and then Brother Femi Adeniji, and then the doctor that has gone to Bakata Renana. This us. So, but the three of us, is the grace of God that helps us to communicate. So, we just communicate, and that's all. Am I right, Judas?
What?
Well, the pastor said that he is still more educated than John the Baptist. Okay. All right. Well, he said the three of us that we are still more educated than John the Baptist. I think that is correct. Because at the age of 9, he went to the wilderness. No time for schooling at all. And yet, he was still able to introduce the Messiah. And we also have William Branham too. 7th grade education. He was still able to lead the Bride of Christ in this age. And with 1,200 and something messages that doctors and professors, they see rest inside, argue it, go this way. And he happened to stand before 350 Chicago Ministerial Association one day, where you have real Polish scholars. And there were none of them to come and even talk to him or debate with him on water baptism. Everybody kept quiet and maintained their seats while a 7th grade educated man was standing. The difference was that God was with him. And the prophet said that one with God is the majority. God bless you, Richie. So you are welcome to church. And this is church. This is where we have our somebody told my brand that where do you have your phone, your relaxation, whatever. I say, you come to church. When you get to church, so I say, the prophet said when the anointing was down one day and the Spirit of God was moving, then he beckoned to the sister. This is where I have my, so this is where we have our own enjoyment, our entertainment, the thing that matter most to us, happens here. God bless you richly. Shall we rise? We are going to read this morning from the book of St. John, chapter 6. A very familiar passage with a familiar text. St. John, chapter 6. Starting from verse 60, I think. From verse 60. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is an hard saying. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, Doth this offend you? What? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, Therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, I have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. Can please be seated. I believe that our eyes see open this time, and we trust the Lord will keep it open for us. And if the devil wants to come and close it for you, you have the right to say no or yes. So you will suit yourself. And this morning, the Lord helping us is a sermon we cannot finish at once. So we just take a portion out of it, and then some other time, the Lord helping us and sparing our lives, we will continue with it. Is commonly preached with us. Three kinds of believers. The three kinds of believers. Amen. Right. The prophet said that the first of the three is believers. Then we have the make believers, and then we have the unbelievers. If you look at their names, this word believer is part of their name. Part of their name is this make believer. You have either make believer. Unbeliever, when you remove that on, you see have the believer there. So there is something, somebody cannot bear any of this title except you have gotten the privilege to hear God's word. Are you following me? Nobody can be said to be an unbeliever or a made believer except if the person has heard. So these three groups we are talking about, all of them have the privilege. They have the opportunity to hear God's word. It is their action and attitude after hearing that now position them for what their name is. For somebody to be a believer, he has heard. And the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, hearing the word of God. So the believer first of all heard before he could believe. A make believer also heard, but because of his action and attitude makes him a make believer. And then the unbeliever also heard. And the chapter that we read, if you maybe sometime maybe we'll still read back in the chapter to see what led to this final ending of this chapter. It was a time, quite some time. If you look at, if you are having a red lettered Bible, it's a very lengthy chapter because the verses there, in verse 71, is one of the lengthy verses, I mean chapters in the Bible. If you look at it, it's a chapter of teachings of Jesus Christ. And this time around, the teachings were a bit hard. It was a bit hard. And church breaking, it does not start today. And of course, Satan is the author of breaking church. But then, in this very place, Jesus Christ was the one, it was his sermon that made the people to go. He wasn't the one that asked them to go away, that you stand up, as we know sometimes some, I don't know whether those things still happen. Many years of you, your point is of you, stand up and go out. He has communicated. For whatsoever reason, whether they look at the way I look at you, you are a witch, or you go out. You too, you go out. And things like that. Those things are not according to God's word. Jesus Christ never sent anybody out. It was the people that sent themselves out. Amen. So, this morning, we want to start by talking about the believers. The believers. Of course, that is what will give maybe the entire service of today, if we are able to finish that. Maybe some other time, we just talk about these other groups for the purpose of identification. You know, I think Brother Joshua just spoke on identification recently, and the identification sermon is plenty series, quite a series. There's identification, identify, Christ is identified by his characteristics, identify Christ of all ages, identify with Christ, and so on and so forth. Some of the contexts are the same. And the prophet linked it to Bible characters, and even this sermon too will be established by Bible characters. Amen. The prophet said, while he was preaching this sermon, that he's preaching to the three groups. And he also said that wherever people are gathered, he said the three set of people are always there. And he said, at the end of the day, when you hear about each of this group, say you'll be able to place yourself to see which group you belong to. So, if you ask everybody, anyone, they will always say, I'm a believer. Everyone will say, I'm a believer. That's fine. But there are qualifications of a believer. Before you say, I am a believer, you got to check the scripture, what the scripture say about a believer, and see that you are qualified as a believer. And then, in our own status here, whichever state we are, we have the privilege, because we still have the spirit of life in us, we still have the privilege to sit down before God and hear and speak to us. We still have the privilege to do something about our situation. Just like the sermon identification, by the time you look at yourself and you find out that you resemble Jezebel in the Bible, you have the privilege to make a change. What happened to Jezebel that made her to die as Jezebel was because? Not that she did not have the privilege to hear what was right. She had the privilege because she came to Israel, and there are prophets there. There were men of God there that were declaring the word of God, but she silenced all of them. Even the messenger of the age, Elijah, after they battled for some time, then Elijah took on his heels. Whichever condition we have opportunity to make amendment. Because in the scripture, we saw people that find themselves in the condition they don't want to be, and they talk to God, and God heard them. You know, I think one day we spoke about Jabez also, and see Jabez, yes, and some couple of people like that in the scriptures. So let us hear some few words from the prophet. Praise be to God. All right.
Yeah, from paragraph 44.
The first is believers, make believers, and unbelievers. Now that is quite a subject, but as sure as we sit here, it was preached in the evening, tonight, that group is always gathered together. Wherever people gather, we find this group, and always have found them, and we probably always will have them until the coming of the Lord. And I want us tonight to picture ourselves as I speak of these three groups and see what group we are in. Now remember, I'm speaking here to maybe this church packed again tonight around, and the walls and corridors, and I'm also speaking the world around. In all different parts of the world, these tapes circulate through ministries of the tape. Now I want to speak of the different types of believers now. Now remember, believers, my subject is believers. Did you hear that? My subject is believers. One of them is a true believer, and the next is a make believer, and the next is an unbeliever. But this common word, believer, is common to all of them. Do you know that the prophet said that Cain was a believer? The Bible even says that Satan also is a believer. And even trembles at God's word. Now the first group we would like to talk about is the believer, because I think he ought to be first, because he is the one that truly believes. Now, believes like the disciples believe here, we are going to use this scripture reading for example. Now the first is believers, genuine believers. And faith coming by hearing, hearing of the word of God, the word of God, which is Christ, the believers. If anybody say that only the group that come here is a believer, is a liar. Any church anywhere in all the nations of the world, nobody attributes the believers only to the people he's speaking to. It is a lie of the devil. The prophet never taught that. The prophet never said that. Believers are individuals. It is only God that knows them. As I stand here, I cannot begin to point my finger to anybody and put them in any of this group. I'm only repeating what the prophet has said. Me that is standing and talking, I also have to examine myself and see which group I fall. For the fact that I'm a preacher does not automatically make me a believer. Because the prophet said that there are so many preachers that will be in hell. So, that somebody is a believer, he's a pastor, he's an apostle, he's a teacher, he's an evangelist, he's a prophet, doesn't automatically make them a believer. Believers are believers. And we will see that, of course, the prophet said that it's not even today we become believers. If somebody is a believer today, he has been a believer before the world began. This is only a day of manifestation of what we have been before. It's just a time of manifestation. All of us are acting out a recorded script. And we cannot go beyond what we are predestinated to. We cannot become what God does not intend us to become here on earth. The program of each one is written, sealed, before you are ever born. When you are born here, you start acting out the script that is on your own record. And the record of each person is different and is unique. Yours is so unique, mine is so unique, that the prophet said that nobody can take your place. You can't take my place, I cannot take your place. And your place is as important as my own. Mine is as important as yours. We are not superior to each other when it comes to being believers. Any other thing is responsibilities that we also have to account for. Amen. All right. Did you notice this great statement that this believer made? Now, a believer doesn't have to be a smart person in the worst way of being smart. Thank God for that. He doesn't have to be an educated person in the way of these people trying to say that you have to be. Because there are churches that if you don't have at least a fourth degree, you are never qualified to be a minister. If that was applied, majority of the disciples are disqualified. Maybe only Saul that became Paul will be qualified. Because all the other ones, most of them are ignorant and unlearned men. They find it difficult to be able to even issue receipt when they sell their fish and the rest of it. I think Matthew have a little education to the extent that he can at least write to the seat at the custom office. And even from that place, that was where Christ called him to drop down something and follow somebody who never attended school. And he did. And Abraham will be disqualified. If you want to put education inside, John is disqualified. No, William Bram is disqualified, and so many people. But God does use educated people also. He does use them. So it is not according to your educational status. It is according to God's predestinated will. Saul was educated. That when the Pharisees were against him because he had shifted from preaching their own creed and dogma to now preaching the faith of Jesus Christ, and they arrested him, and they went to go and get a lawyer by the name of Tertullus, who was shrewd, like Ganefawemi, and what is his junior brother here? Femi Falana, and the rest of them. By the time the man finished with Paul, not knowing that Paul too, he's also not, he was not a dollar. When he started his own, until when the anointing topped that education, added to it, his own defense, moved the king out of his chair, until he preached a sermon that the king almost surrendered, almost responded to the altar call, but because he was not predestinated, he has to dismiss the service because he has the power to do whatsoever at that time. King Agrippa had the authority. That was why he was brought to come and hear the case. And in fact, Festus that was there, he screamed out. Say, Paul, you are mad. Much learning has made you mad. He said, I'm not mad, most noble Festus. But I speak the word of God in truth and sobriety and verity. He said, the way they call heresy, that's the way I worship the God of my fathers. So if you ask them to come and prove what they are saying. They cannot prove. And the Bible says, prove all things. And they cannot prove. He shook Agrippa. He said, even the king before whom I freely speak, he know these things. He said, because these things are not done in a corner. He said, King Agrippa, believest thou the prophet? He said, when he didn't say amen on time, he said, I know you believe. No? Sometimes, if we push something to you, you refuse to say amen, we will push it back to you. I know you believe. I know you know what I'm talking about. He has to confess and say, Paul, you almost persuade me to be a Christian. Paul said, that is what I desire. That is what I wish. Not only for you, but for everyone that is hearing me to be altogether the way I am, apart from these bonds. Apart from the chain. I want all of you to be just the way I am. A prisoner of Jesus Christ. So God used different people. And it is to accomplish his glory. Amen. God will have illiterates as believers. He will have educated people as believers. We have rich people as believers. We have poor people as believers. We have different people as believers. Status in education, in wealth, in anything, it doesn't matter anything to God. Amen. We are speaking about the believers. We just want to start talking about them. Amen. All right. Paragraph 48 again. It doesn't have to be an educated person in the way that these people try to say that you have to be, but you do not. This man that made this statement, the Bible itself said that he was both ignorant and unlearned. Peter, he was not a really considered an intelligent person. In Isaiah 35, says, there shall be a highway and a way, and shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. Glory to God. Let me just jump to paragraph 51. Peter, this unlearned person standing here, when he has saw the thoroughly vindicated word of the day, that God promised in that day that there will be a one rise up which will be a prophet among them, and Simon was hard to believe it, because there will be so many impersonations of it. But when he see the genuine unfolded word of that age and hear him properly identify him, he was certainly convinced who he was, and he was the one said, Lord, to whom will we go? When it was asked. If you listen to the sermon that Jesus preached that day, if there is no election in you, you too will go away. Because those sermons were very thick words that they have not had before, and he never explained. And the disciples that stayed, they also did not understand. The only thing that held them was election. It was election that held them. That election gave them a revelation that whatever this man said, don't argue with him. Just follow him. That was their key word. And they stayed. You know, most of his sermons, when he will preach in parables, they will come and ask him questions. Master, declare unto us the parables of the tears and the wheat. What does it mean? The parable of the sewer, what is the meaning? That was after the service. The service was in parables. The explanation was after the service, in question and answer. Say, so you don't understand it, then it will be explained. I said, but then why are you talking to them in parables? What's the purpose of the sermon? People gather, you preach to them, and you know for sure that they will not understand. He said it is the fulfillment of prophecy. And he pointed them to the prophecy that has to be fulfilled. But the elect, the seed of God in them, made them to follow him. We are not going to leave this man until we find out the meaning of these parables. And they follow him. And the other people in the congregation, they just rejoiced at the end of the service and they went their way. But it is written on their record that they have had. Amen. That is why the last thing I will do in church is to sleep. Whether you sleep or you open your eyes, what is preached that day is written against your name that you have had. Because you are in church. Said several times, some of us, we work in offices where we will be in meetings for hours, and you are not the head. You think you go and sit down before your boss and be sleeping? Some will be in business meeting for hours and they will not sleep. It is only, I told you that it is only this book that brings sleep. When you see a man open this book like this one, trouble arrives. And if you don't have revelation, you just follow your body. Go and check it everywhere. Take this thing on your left hand and go and try it anywhere. Go and see where people gather. Let they come and deliver a political speech here now for 3 hours. Nobody will sleep. Political speech that is full of lies, full of deceit. The person saying it don't know that he will not fulfill it. He know he will not fulfill it. Not to talk of the person that is being told, who have been told several of it in the past, and never none came to pass. All that they are looking for is that at the end of the day, let them share all the thing. That's all. That's the purpose of sitting down to listen to the lies. But when you are sitting down to hear the truth, and the devil come and tell you that you don't need to listen to it, and we remind you how you have stressed yourself from Monday to Saturday, that it has not been easy. In fact, the way your body is, if you don't rest, in fact, it's a lie of the devil. You must know that Satan has arrived. And is determined that this thing will not benefit you. So it is left in your hand. So take your destination in your hand and determine what to do. May the Lord be our help. The teacher was preaching the other day. I was talking about sleep. And saying, it's also a character in the scripture. We thank God that we are on bungalow flat, something where you cannot. You take us in the time of Paul, when the sermon was long into the night, and they were on the top floor. It was from there he cut a boom and left for ground, and he died. Thank God that the God was not yet finished with him. But Paul came down and laid his body and said, "Don't worry yourself, his life is in him." And he came back. It's a character in the Bible. So if you want to find out this thing that is happening to me all the time, who do you resemble? It's Eutychus. You don't need to go and consult an oracle to know the thing, the person you resemble. These are very simple and safe. Are they not simple enough? As I'm talking like this, somebody was doing that. Yes. You see, this thing, as much as God is determined, Satan too is determined. Look, you see, Satan fear anybody. In heaven, when he started the thing, for Satan to start war in the kingdom of the Almighty God, and God to thought of the angels with him, he was able to convince them, he's the greatest politician with a polished speech. God, look, if the devil say you are sick, say you are well. If you don't say you are well, you will not be well. You have to say you are well before you can be well. That is the key. The prophet said that if the sickness, what you say that you sickness that is in my body, in the name of Jesus Christ, carry your load and leave my body. If you say that one and you remain with it, the sickness will go. Satan is heavy and whatsoever is stubborn, but not as stubborn as God's word. When he sees God's word in real direct combat like this one, he will take his flight. Amen. All right. When the crowds were separated between the believers and unbelievers and maybe believers, 52, there was all three of them standing right there in that one company of people, believers, maybe believers, unbelievers, right found in this chapter right here. And because that Jesus has spoken the word the way he had, he separated his congregation, but it must be done. You know, the prophet said, whether in Christ is revealed in his word or so, he said that in this chapter, Jesus Christ was shaking off the parasites. He said things are purposely set to thin down the crowd, to cause them to ponder, to cause them to go away. And you say that, will God do a thing like that? He said, yes. He said, he's still doing it now. Things purposely come out during preaching in inspiration that will discourage some people and will encourage somebody else. All this thing is depending on the seed that is inside. That determines the attitude. Amen. Jesus Christ, they regard him as a young prophet of Galilee, a mighty prophet indeed, especially when he reached the time that he gathered people after the convention, he feed them in thousands with small food. When they ate the thing, they went to go and do meeting. This man, we have to make him our king. Because economy, with the way it does, will be fine. When they arrive, and they say, Rabbi, he say, you are not seeking me because of the sermons. The reason you are looking for me is because of the bread that you ate. He said, labor not for that which perish. When you think you want to praise Jesus Christ with hypocrisy, he will bring out your life. Kaka, he doesn't waste time. He will just bring you out. This is you. He doesn't accept the praises of men. Amen. When he's healing the sick, it's wonderful. But when it comes to the world, which the prophet said that healing of the sick, prophecy and everything, is just a sign that is still pointing to a destination. The real thing is the world. The prophet said that 86% of the ministry of Jesus Christ was based on divine healing. Why? He was making preparation for what the message itself is. He was trying to show them that the person that is dealing with you is the Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth. There is something he was trying to make them to understand, but 90-something% of them, they were not from God. Because they were not from God, and they don't have the germ of life inside of them, the thing that Jesus Christ was speaking as the word of God, it doesn't have anything that he can magnetize at all there. Nothing to attach to it. So, no understanding. The thing look awkward. The thing look nonsense. Will this man give us his flesh to eat? Will he give us his blood to drink? He said, my flesh is meat indeed. My blood is drink indeed. If you don't eat it, you don't have life in you. Who can hear this one? This is a saying. Off they go. Even 70 ministers, which we still have them today. 70 ministers. They took off. So, is it only that one you hear? What about when you will see the Son of Man ascending and descending from where? You see her? This somebody draw his house and everything. We know his brother, we know his sister, we know the mother here. He said, you are ascending, where I come from. Where did he come from? This man is not consistent. Today, they will say his identity is for a Galilean. The other one, he says, for Nazareth. This way, where did he come from? Now, to what's the matter? He said, from above. This man is not somebody no one can follow. He's not consistent. Off they go. The 12 stayed. Then he asked them the question. Who to also go? Peter said, to whom shall we go? On the surface of the earth, can we get one person that we can ever follow apart from you? There are people today having identified the descent of the pillar of fire and the man that veiled it to bring the man of God to this generation, by revelation, they have made up their mind that as long as I have the breath of life in me, whatsoever this man said, that's what I will follow. There are people like that. It is by revelation. There are people that say, that Oyibo man, they saw Oyibo, they didn't see the pillar of fire. Then Peter, being the source man, he wanted to cover all of them. He said, we know that you are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. We know. That Jesus Christ was as much as saying that you better use personal pronoun. This one you are using collective pronoun, it doesn't work. Because I chose you to, one of you is a devil. He didn't mention anybody's name. He said, I chose you to, one of you is a devil. That's the reason I'm talking the way I'm talking. You that day there, he no talk. He doesn't say amen in any service. He doesn't have questions. He doesn't have contribution. He doesn't have amen. He doesn't agree with what he said. He just always silent. But if anything comes up that has to do with money, we brighten up. I can't shower. They're gonna party mad. Spoke in Igbo language here. Money? Reverend had to sack some of his managers when their eye was just on money. They were always interested in money. And the reason they were following Reverend was they know that the ministry was pulling crowds. And they know that when these people gather money, the money will be plenty. And they believe that when the money is plenty, they will be the one now to come and do out. The money will be plenty, and they will be able to help themselves. May God have mercy upon us. But because Abraham's motive and objective was not after money, God sent him for a purpose. And he's a being that Jehovah worked upon. God walk upon him to take $1.5 million band wrap and tear it like this. You cannot get any other man in this generation that will do that one. It's truly one man in the hands of God. A man wanted to give him money, there was no way. He went to go and collect prayer cards. When he came to his turn, he said, Brother Abraham, I'm not sick. This prayer card, not today, dear. I'm not sick. I only want to get close to you. Please just collect this $28,000. It's a little offering I want to give to you. Brother Abraham said, I don't want. Right there on the platform. I don't want. If it is, can you put that here? Use his suit, cover him. He was one man in the hands of God. That was God. When God was searching in his record in eternity to see who will I send to this wicked and adulterous generation, who will I send to bring my word to my children in this age of deceit, when the horse rider is pale horse rider, an age of deceit, who will I send? You know the reason why white man does not respect us, even the message in America and things like that? Some of the people from our places that went there for, they collected money, so to say, for God's project. Now their personal money they spend it for. They are so suspicious. In South Africa, a minister said that when I preach, finish, he said he wants to make something right. He said he never knew, he said he has made up his mind that there's no Christian in Nigeria. He said he wants to confess. He said that was in belief. He said, but with this one here, I say there is Christian. Nigeria person, if he rent your house self, and you collect rent from him, he will come in another way to still come and collect that money back from you. He will use your koni to still come and collect the money back. Anyone that will work with God in this generation have to conquer three things. Money, women, and popularity. That goes for ministers and laity. Anybody that does not have victory on those things, he can't follow this message sincerely. He will never be a believer. Money, women, and popularity. They are triplets. One comes in, the other one will follow. This next one follows, the third one will follow. Brother Abraham said, I knew that because of the ministry, it will pull crowd. And crowd will bring money. So he watches very jealously, guard that thing. He said, he even called somebody selling prayer cards. Come and help to distribute prayer card. He was collecting dollar. Thief in the house of God. Where do you know the pillar of fire is designing? So you don't even know that the thing that happened between Elisha and Gehazi can repeat. May God have mercy upon us. All right. Paragraph. Okay. Let's read 53. He was a great man as long as he healed the sick, but when it came down to the doctrine and the prophecy, that is what separated the chaff from the wheat. See? The chaff only wraps around the wheat. It's not the wheat. It cannot be used. There is nothing in it. No life in it. It is the husk. And it cannot stay with the wheat. It will be air with the wheat. That was the sermon I wanted to go into before, but I put it aside first for some other time. The seed is not air with the soul. It shall not be air with the shock. This is a time of mismultitude moving. But a time is coming and is getting closer for separation. So you have got to check the group. If you are not in the right group, quickly enter the right one. A time is coming that I come to church only with no air. You are hearing the Sunday school teacher say, talking about a minister's testimony in the north, that how soldiers were throwing away their gun, removing their uniform and things like that. Because what they have, some the enemy's own was more superior than their own. Satan is not a queer person. A time is coming that anyone that does not have a substance, Satan will defeat the person. The Bible says that the beast will deceive all. All that does not have their name in the Lamb's Book of Life. All, whether it be king, whether it be preacher, whether it be potentate, whether it be anything, no matter the claim, all means all. But if there is any seed or germ of life in you, this is the time to call for the awakening and the quickening of that. Complacency should stop. Slothfulness should stop. Procrastination should stop. You should mean business and know why you are here. Life is easy in denomination. You can be wealthy. You can be rich. You can be popular. You can have whatsoever you have. But in this place, the only thing that brought us here is the word of God. And that is the mind of God for this generation. Outside of this one, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah than for anyone that come and see this message and trample it underfoot.
Amen. The ox cannot stay with the wheat. It won't be here with the wheat. Just the grain is what we are talking about. The heart of the grain of the wheat. Now notice Peter was convinced that that was the Messiah. He was convinced. The prophet preached a message convinced, then concerned. There is no way you will be convinced that you will not be concerned. It's not possible. If you are convinced of anything, you will be concerned. But if you are not concerned, it shows you are not convinced. You may be saying with your mind that I'm convinced. I know that this Malachi 4 is the right thing. I know. You are only saying it with your mouth. Now, don't make any different what all the rest of them said. It didn't make any difference what the priest said. It didn't matter to Simon Peter what the church said. He was convinced himself. Let me make it hard and fast. Supposing tomorrow, pastor said, the way I look at the message, doesn't really look as if the way we are looking at it. That's a very bad analogy, isn't it? Because a man that has taken his life to this thing, over 40 years, preaching with all his strength and live by it every day. But if he say, the way I don't know, does it, what will happen to you? Or I come here and say, the people that make a U-turn from the message, they don't. It doesn't come by announcement. It comes by preaching. They will take tests. Gradually, reading something from the message, bringing some psychology into it, and be missing it with current idea, and so on and so forth. And we say that actually, if Abraham were to be alive, there are something he would have amended. No? Gradually, like that one. Those that have the seed and the germ of God in them, they begin to watch. They begin to be asking questions. If he land in the way he's going, they pack their Bible off the book. The minister came to our convention some few years back, 2017, and preached and the rest of it. And of course, we never know him before. Only Bramerion can know him because they came together from the same country at that time. The rat team also know the mind beat because they are friends. So he preached what we are looking at him the way he was going. This thing that this guy is saying. What we are looking at is not somebody's color. It's not somebody's experience. He talked about 55 countries he has been to. He talk about how many years he has been a pastor. All those ones is not what we are talking about. But by the time he spoke at the end of the day. When Bramerion took the last sermon, and he talk of atomic weapon. He didn't mention anybody's name though, did he? I drove all of them back to Lagos. There was trouble in the vehicle. Catastrophe in the vehicle. Serious confrontation.
The pastor has one adage in their place. That if we also have it here, if a child defecates bad shit, they use devil bin to clean the air. With a quick. No, I feel no fear. Come on, never yet, but you die. I feel it with no fear. He went to come and shit bad shit. And devil being was used to clean his hands. That was the last time of him coming. So, the next year following, I sent him a long write-up. He checked it, he read, no reply. I want him to just know where I stand. We are not after money. We are not after popularity. Keep your money to yourself. One thing brought all of us together is this world. You turn your back on this one, me, I turn my back on you. Bye-bye. That's all. We will never have knew ourselves, if not the message of the hour. Did you know where I come from? Do I know where you come from? I don't know you from Adam, neither do you know me from Adam. It was this thing that attracted all of us and gathered us and made us to come and see each other and meet each other. And this is, and as many as we ought to eat, we are going to the same place together in the first class city. Anyone that is just here as an escort, a time is coming for final separation. Amen. Jesus told him in one place where he said, who does man say I, the Son of Man, am? And some say you are a prophet, some say you are one of the old prophets raised up, and you are Moses or Elias or someone. He said, I ask you, what do you think? You yourself here, what did you say? I guess there was silence for some seconds, but Peter was the first one to speak. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, blessed art thou, son of Jonas, Simon, the son of Jonas, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. You never learned it. Now, this is the interpretation of that statement, that flesh and blood never revealed this to you. The interpretation is what the prophet is bringing here, that you never learn it from a book or from a creed or from a catechism. But it was my Father in heaven that has revealed it to you. He said, and upon this rock, rock of revelation, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So anyone that comes across this message of the hour, first of all, has to catch the revelation that this is the mind of God for our day. When you know that it is the mind of God, then you don't need any persuasion. You don't need anybody to tell you any other thing. That is when all the other things now comes in. Are you a woman? He will tell you, because the prophet has said that a woman that is godly, this is how to dress. And once you are godly, you don't need any other person to tell you how to dress. Because you know that if you don't dress, if you dress contrary to that one, your name will be put in the book of adulterers. Because a badly dressed woman can never walk a kilometer on the street without having sinners lusting after her. It's impossible. Because the demon of lust in this age is more than the other ages. Combined together. Until we are talking in the Bible when we are coming back yesterday, I have seen video of Hausa boy having affair with a cow.
I've seen video that they are sucking the breast of cow just like a baby is sucking. Though you will see drinking when you press it, but why lying down now to suck like if you are a little cow calf? I've seen when women will be kissing mouth to mouth with dog. Dog having affair with ladies. And all these are in the scriptures. In the Old Testament. As abominations. But it's happening in our day. It's very few in other ages. But it's happening in our days. As from man to man, woman to woman. It has been from the time of Lot. But in our day, it's stopping. So the demons at this age, the only way anybody can overcome is to completely surrender to the message of the hour and ask God for revelation and ask God for the Holy Ghost to quicken the word to the person and to bring this body under subjection. Outside of that one, you just be a spectator. A spectator is a rewarder. When you go to cinema house or football field, you are not the one acting, you are not the one playing, but you are just watching. You even pay money. They are not going to give you anything. The people playing will collect money at the end of the day. You that went to watch, you shout, you scream, you stand up, some people will kick you, and the rest of it, you pay your money to enter. At the end of the day, you collect nothing, you have only spent. A spectator. But in this one, the believers are the actors. It was because of the believers that Jesus went to Calvary. It was because of the believers that Jesus was preaching all his sermons, and it took effect in their lives. Amen. The time is short that we don't need to, like Yoruba would say, for us here, be answer. We don't need to rub anything on the head, but just say it as it is. Plain and direct. And those of you who in the ministry say, there are two places in Ibadan. I don't live. I don't live in Manhattan. I doubt if people know the meaning of Manhattan. Manhattan is don't be straightforward. And I don't live in roundabout. I live in the streets that they call straight. Nothing. Now, that is just an analogy. Nothing against people living in those places. I'm only saying that one for an expression. The Yoruba have, as in any other time, funny, funny expressions. Manata. Don't be straightforward. That's the meaning. In case you don't know, that's the meaning. And about if I dilemma. This is about the spirit, not like this. But that is not the spirit of believers. Every tribe on earth has a lot of bad spirits. That is why all our spirits are all condemned. That the only spirit that God approved, that God will deal with, is the spirit of Jesus Christ. You go to my tribe, you will find terrible things there. Your tribe, so many terrible things are there. Any other tribe, so many terrible things are there. The only one tribe that God recognized is the tribe of the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. paragraph 60. For not only did he have the words of life, he was the word of life. He was the word of life. And Simon thoroughly recognized this. And when he recognized it, that was what kept his hold, because it was revealed to him that he was that living word. Even when you have this revelation, you may have shortcomings. Of course, Peter still had, with all these confessions of Peter, when he came to that crucial hour, because the Holy Ghost have not yet taken our hold, he denied. But by his personal human being effort, he did not want to deny. Because few hours back, he told Jesus Christ face to face, if all men deny you, me, I will not deny you. If anybody, people leave you, me, I will not leave you. You know what I have in the church. Now you know now. Jesus Christ, he looked at Peter and said, the devil want to have you and sit here as a wheat, but I have prayed for you. Now your faith will not fail. But physically speaking, when that hour comes, did he fail? Woefully. When he began to make mouth, Jesus Christ told him, say that, before the cock crow, you deny me three times, yes. So, as if to say, let's see. Are you arguing with Jesus Christ? That is how some people want to argue with Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ x-ray you and look at you that you have lacking, say, I'm okay. Okay, now, let's see. Then when the trials come, you fall flat. The first thing happened. Peter said, what are you saying? I don't understand what you are saying, Jerry. I'm not, I don't use the message of the hour. I don't understand what. Is there a message, a common message of the hour? I mean, all those language, I don't know. Look at it. I saw you in the garden now. Is my eyes in double? I saw you in the garden. Say, no, be me. People can't, people resemble themselves. Look, I don't look. The last message came. Your voice will change. It is this group of people that used to say me like this. They are the one. When the evidence was heavy, he started cursing. Look. Wait, look. Let thunder fire, if anything. He began to swear. As he was doing that one, he eyed Jesus Christ. And I tell you, he went out and went bitterly. Now, this is what Catholic Church took. And say, and be praying for people, pay ahead before you commit the sin. Jesus Christ, pray for Peter before, for sin is yet to commit. So the Catholic Church, they collect money, then you can go and do anything. So when we are living in a world like that, and the statistics said that the current Catholic people in the world now, they are 1.4 billion. Out of our 7 billion of the entire population of the earth, only Catholic Church, 1.4 billion. They are the people that top all the government something. The money they steal and they pay heavily to the church. Do you see Catholic Church do evangelism? They don't need. The people are there. May God be merciful unto us. All right. Now, that is a genuine believer. When the Holy Spirit is not some persuaded by some other person, not by some other thing, but when the Holy Spirit has revealed to you the word itself, and you see the word made plain, vindicated, then the Spirit of God come and get into that age for the word for that age, and make it manifest. If there is a message that was ever vindicated in all the ages, it's this one. The vindication of this message is beyond comprehension. It surpasses anything you can talk of. Some of the new commanders have questions about, you know, the pillar of fire and things in the, you know, there are churches that they don't put this picture in their church because they don't want people that will come in to think that we are worshiping a man. If that is what you think, that is your own business. What I think somebody ought to do is that if you enter a place, you see something, you can ask questions. 1 minute by this. Almost every religious person understands this one. Though not all churches use this one. Some use the painting of different other artists without revelation. But part of the vindication of this message, Brabham said about 2-3 times he saw the vision of Jesus Christ by himself. The first time he saw it was when he went to pray for his sinful father. That was when he first of all saw the vision. He said, the closest to it is this painting by this Hoffman head of Christ. So that is the closest to what he saw physically. You know, when you see somebody physically, let somebody else come up and say, I've seen Jesus Christ physically. The person is a liar. Forget about all those testimonies, funny you used to hear from religious leaders, just to be spiritual. Why must you be telling lies to thousands of people? Because you want to appear, you want to maintain popularity. What I am not, I will not tell people I am. Leave me in my level, in my low level. I don't want to be known. I don't want to be seen. I don't want to be popular. I have no name, no education, no wealth, no nothing. I'm satisfied like that. But when it comes to the message of the hour, I can tell King President that this is the man I follow. You see the identification on top of his head? That is the man that God chose in this generation to be his mouthpiece. He said, I am directing the bride of Jesus Christ. That is sufficient for me. This is the messenger to this age. After this one, we have fivefold. And for somebody to even be qualified as a fivefold, he has to be honest to what this man has brought. Because this is the only man that has access to that pillar of fire. This is the only man that veiled the pillar of fire, interpreted to all the unwritten. This is the only man. One man in this generation is the answer of God. Every other preacher in this age, they fall into the category of fivefold preacher. Simple. If you say what the text says, I will say amen to you. If you bring your own idea that is contrary to this one, to what this man has said, if it is at variance with it, I will disagree. Because I don't want local with it. Magile. Amen. You want to go slow. Once we small time now, we'll close. Because we are not running anywhere. You have had it several times. You have the tape with you. You can play it on your phone. You can read it, read the book, and so on and so forth. And then when our time comes, we come here again. We also encourage ourselves. If now little paragraph we read and we talk about it, that is all. There's no problem. Amen. Anyhow, God is working on his believing children. If anybody is not part of it, I am telling you, you won't understand what you are saying. You can use every language to explain it. It will just be stories to the person. But if it's a seed of God, whether he understands English or he does not understand English, God will have his way of conveying his word to the person. Let me tell you the summary of the importance of this message. Is the Holy Spirit. When the disciples, Jesus Jesus told the disciples, he said, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you to all truth. He said, he will remind you of things I have told you. He will bring them to your remembrance. They never carry a notepad and following Jesus Christ during the days of his ministry, 3.5 years. But after he has died, rose, and went away, the Holy Spirit tapped Matthew right about the ministry. Then he went back under the anointing 3.5 years and wrote, and we have the book of Matthew. Did anybody disagree with you today? Mark picked his pen and wrote his own. Did anybody disagree with it? Luke wrote his own. John wrote his own. It was part of the scripture. At the end of the Bible here, Jesus Christ put his signature. That if anybody remove one word out of this that have been written here, what Matthew wrote, what Mark wrote, what Luke wrote, what John wrote, and the rest of the scripture, you will be wanting your part, it will remove out of the book of life. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is so powerful because it is the Spirit of God himself. When he removes your own spirit and put his own spirit in there, he is not the one that will be doing the thinking. Satan will bring thoughts. But this one inside will send it back. He will bring the suggestion. But this one here will reject the suggestion. Satan always wants to have control. That's what he did to Jesus Christ. He took him after the 40 days fast. Said, come, you are hungry now. Turn this stone to bread and eat. In the message harvest time, the prophet said that what Satan was doing, that he wants Jesus Christ to be obeying him. And Jesus Christ rejected it outright. Man shall only by bread. Did he not need bread at that time? He needed bread. But for the purpose of rejecting the devil, say, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded forth out of the mouth of God. That is how every believer does. When Satan brings anything that does not tally with God's word, they reject also it. If you have something in you that is God, the Holy Spirit. This clothes is my auntie that gave me, and if I didn't wear it, my auntie will not be happy. You are not yet a believer. And this shoe, if I did not wear it, even though it is a high issue, but if I didn't wear it, my auntie will not be happy. So it's better I wear it so that I let her see. And then you make it to be do like this. So you are a candidate of the lake of fire. May the Lord be our help. Say, this man is like a maniac. Anyone you say is fine. The Holy Spirit, whether you understand grammar or you didn't understand grammar, once you have the Holy Spirit, it is an internal instinct that no spirit can defeat, that no atmosphere can overcome, that will make you to stand out different under any circumstances, even against your own will and likeness. When Jesus was possessed with the fullness of it, this flesh, when he looked at the thing that is going to suffer, he said, Father, if this cup can pass over my head, he said, but not as I will, let your will be done. And he yielded himself to it. He knew ahead what he will suffer. And for believers, this act is not a bed of roses. It's not a flowery base of peace. Even if you are rich, you still have your own trial. It may not come in line of weight. But God has a way to try you and see whether you are a son or daughter of God. He won't use money to try you because he knows that you have the money. The only way the money can be a snare to you is that when the Bible says that, let those that are rich be careful to maintain good work for necessary uses. When you fail in that one, that's where the money becomes a snare to you. You see how we quiet? You don't put mouth on money. You don't put mouth on money. That is how it is. Did I ask you for your money? Keep your money in your pocket. Money is inside here. Uh-huh. And when we need to preach about it, we preach about it. We don't major on money. We don't capitalize on money. But once in a while, when we need to say one statement, we say it. If you don't pay your tithe, whatever something, it will, your work will be destroyed. Because that is the way of blessing that God said he has approved. You don't pay your offering, the blessing will not come. Is that the scriptures? And God said you are a robber. A robber, will he be in heaven? Now you stop. Say if you have your brother come to you, your sister, say I have need of this one. Say be warm, be warm, be warm. See, but the tea that he has it or you didn't eat it, be warm. I'm going to be giving my money. Did was it there when I was struggling and doing my work? It is part of good works that follow believers. You see a brother wearing one shoe for 2 years and you have 20 foot. If you are, you see that your size matches, give him one. That is the action of the Holy Spirit. Somebody wear one cloth all the time, they be giving to tear. But you wear one every day, two sometimes in the day and the rest of the day. What are you doing? When you die, only one they will wear on your neck. Only one. It may not even be the one you like. Before Jack Robinson, they don't say, look at the thing. We don't cover them, that's all. Rasanshi, yesterday, few weeks back, we went to lure him. He was dressed in suit like this, with tie, everything fine, but he's lifeless. All the suits he has, will he wear them now? What about the shoes? Mm-hmm. His answer, because he will take you with him, in case he wants to make up. That's all. May the Lord be our help. Let's leave this area that is not fine. Let's leave it. The Lord bless you. Well, I'm not preaching today, just a little welcome back. A little welcome back. After a while, then we will preach. A little welcome back. How could a man care from believing Luther if he had known that? Luther was a reformer. The man's spirit went forth there for reformation. Wesley the same way. They had to believe it. See? That was the message to the church age. That was exactly what was happening. That is what was to take place. You have to believe it. Every age has its own message. This age in the Bible is called Laodicea Church Age. And the message to Laodicea Church Age was a very bad message. Is that correct? Laodicea Church Age was a bad sermon. So the angel of the church in Laodicea writes Revelation 3 from verse 14. This is here the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. That one is evil. I would thou art cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, not a family, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Then to him that now overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and I sat down with my Father in his throne. He is single at the heart and ear. Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Amen. That is the message to Laodicea churches. If you read all the other ages, there were small praises before rebuke. No single praise in this place. It's an age full of wickedness. Even among the believers of Malachi, but we are talking of the three kinds now altogether. A lot of deceit, a lot of hypocrisy, a lot of selfishness, a lot of arrogance, a lot of unforgiving spirit, a lot of all kinds of things manifesting in the midst of the people. In the name of brethren, may God have mercy upon us. But we got to understand that it's the three groups mixed together. Mixed multitude, the way they left Egypt. The only reason why God went to go and bring them out from Egypt was just because of Joshua and Caleb. All the other ones. There were many believers and unbelievers. Some have started dying. Just immediately after the Red Sea, they started dying. Murmuring, complaining, they are never satisfied. They never have any cause to thank God one day. They never reflected and say, God, I even thank you. They live for the moment. They don't want to care what God has done for them before. And because of that one, they don't have faith for the future. Until they got to the point and say, we cannot proceed from here. And God said, what you say is what I will do. You will not continue from here. Amen. Anybody that wants to enjoy this message, just go and receive the Holy Ghost. You enjoy the message. You enjoy the message. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, let me tell you something. The way that God helped these men to start and made the thing hard from the beginning, it helped us. It helped us. And when we met them like that, when we joined them, we continue in the same. It has helped us. I will not stand there and be telling you things that are negative from places. But it has helped us. May God have mercy upon us. God bless you. Mystery is part of this message. We believe every bit of it. And we do go over it. The teacher, the teachings, this and that, other ministers bring small, according to the grace that is given unto them. But the most thing that we know that will make the mystery to work, that will make the light to reflect it, is the Holy Spirit. You know, get your family will not be smooth. There will be trouble. So say you can live with your family for 20 something years. And after said there's no family here at all. Things happen in places. Because whatsoever a man sow, that's what you're gonna reap. You sow to the wind, you reap the wild wind. The power that is in this world It has the power to transform, to change lives. No matter how bad your condition is, there is power in this world. That is, if you follow it with every sincerity, it will bring you out of every trouble, of every problem. It will save your family. It will deliver you from evil. If sickness comes, it will bring healing. We are talking about, I didn't have time to stand up and talk this in the minister's meeting. I that is standing here, I'm an outstanding miracle. I tell you, physically and spiritually, I am a miracle. God sees, delivers, whether spiritually, whether physically, in any way. I'm not rich, but I'm not a beggar. When we wake up, there's something to put inside. I stay under a roof. Even if you don't build your own house, as long as you stay under a roof, you are better than the Israelites that were traveling carrying tents. Now, tents, they will preach their tent. After that one, they will carry the tent on top of their head, move again, and preach another tent, another. That is all. Whatever it is, it's just for this small time. Just live your life a little here. When you breathe your last, whether the house is a mansion, whether it's a hut or hamlet or whatsoever, you leave it. In most cases, they will carry you out of that house. We are putting, we are, we'll be beating you. What is this life? Is nothing. Nothing. And a man is nothing outside of God. That's why the Bible says that the flesh profited nothing. It's the spirit that quickens it. Whatever you do, don't joke with the Holy Spirit. Be very sure that you have the spirit of Christ in you, and what is leading you to do is what you find in the word of God, approved by God. That is the only way you are not an escort. Outside of that one, now follow ordinary. May I repeat this morning that from the age of 12, you are accountable to God. From the age of 12, you are accountable to God. See the prophet. Your record will start sounding. All stealings go on your record. All lies go on your record. All misbehaviors go on your record. All fighting and cursing, it goes on your record. Everything that you do, this record is not record that will be corrupted. It is Jehovah that is recording it. An angel has a recording angel follow you everywhere you go and also penetrate into the thoughts of your heart. The thoughts of your heart are also recorded that you are going to answer for them on the day of judgment. The only thing that can blot out any bad record is the blood of Jesus Christ. And that will be when you repent of all those sins and surrender yourself unto God, and you are baptized in water by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Then you have a new record. Then you have a new parent. But if you, this the natural birth you have with your parents, they were also born as sinners. The blood that they breathe into you is a corrupted blood. May the Lord be gracious to us. It's just a background to three kinds of believers. Maybe I went this way because I did not preach the last 2 weeks. Maybe I wouldn't have scattered things like this. But maybe another time I'll be more corporate. But so far it will be so at this time. But let me say this as we close. Brother Paul said, if it is only in this life that we have hope, say then we are of all men most miserable. If I stay outside of this message by now, I will be a billionaire. Even though I didn't have a certificate, but the thing they did this head, I will be a billionaire. So also majority of you here. We leave all that because we have seen the light and we are following the light. And the light is shining and we can see it to walk in the right path. And I am satisfied. I am contented. I've never in my life complained of any situation. Whether I have to eat, whether I have good vehicle, I don't have good vehicle. In my life, I never, in fact, many years before, what I have in my mind is that at least I'll be able to buy my motorcycle. That was my target. So to one day to have a vehicle, I said, this is luxurious. And I don't want to know how many vehicles this person has, how many houses this person has. It doesn't concern me. I thank God for the person because maybe he needed all of it. But my heart doesn't go there at all that I also wish. Wish what? What God gave to me, I am satisfied and contented with it. Until Jesus called, no regret. Only one thing that is needful, the spirit of life that will help you to be able to follow this message accordingly with divine revelation. A day is coming when there will be no more preaching. It is the thing inside that we all do at that time. Now, many come to church to be built up. It is when you hear preaching like this that some people say, God, forgive me for last week, this and that. Hey, kinika. A time is coming that there will no more be service. It's moving close on daily basis because of events that are transpiring. Have something inside of you. If all these sermons, if it's not here, the one I have inside of me here, I have the summary of the message of the hour inside of me. That's what everybody must have. Ladies, may God help you. You are a target of the devil without the Holy Spirit. Satan, we always want you to know that you are not beautiful enough. So you have to do things to make improvement. What Satan is telling you is that come to our kingdom. And once you enter inside, he closes the door. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, one of these days it is sure. For you that you say your lips is always cracking, we pray for the sick. I'm telling you, we pray for the sick here, and they receive healing. Is that correct? Come and let us pray for you so that your lips will not be cracking. Because by the time you listen to that one, every time you must rub your something with everything like that one, you are leaning towards Jezebel. That will be your identification. At the end of the day, you go where she went. Oh, yes. But here we pray for the sick. It's a sickness. And we can pray for you. And it can leave you. Then your needs will be normal. Skin disease is not a sickness. When I'm asking you questions, skin disease is not a sickness. It's sickness. Come and let us pray for you so that we rebuild that spirit. May the Lord be our help. God bless you. May His coming gladden our hearts. Shall we rise? I'm satisfied with just a little bit low. A little silver and a little gold. come for his jewels, that none of us will find wanting. Honestly, like the pastor, I've always constantly prayed that prayer. He doesn't want anyone to be left behind. And that is what we are also believing that the Lord will do. But we have to speak this way. Like Brother Paul preached so hard in Hebrews 6. He said, we are persuaded better things of you, things that accompany salvation, though we don't speak. We have to speak it like this, to quicken the seed that is inside of you, to come to life. Because that is the only way that will profit you at the end of the day. You feed our family. You feed our children. You send them to school. We must not be found to be deceivers. We must not deceive your ears. We must tell you the truth that will help you. And we also pray for you at the back that Jehovah will do something. Honestly, a few days back, I was meditating. Those who have not received the Holy Ghost here, what is the matter? Oh God, is it the way we say it? Maybe you send somebody to say it correctly, or whichever way. We want everybody to receive the Holy Ghost. We want the life of God in every family. We want the grace of God to possess every person. We want to see all of you at the other side when we gather. We do not desire that we meet only here on earth. It's our desire that we meet on the other side. While we have our heads bowed, will you talk to your maker? And say, God, remember me. Don't leave me behind. When you are walking on your people, remember me. Don't leave me behind. Don't make me a bench warmer. Don't make me an escort. Don't make me a spectator. I want to be part of it. I want to see the Spirit of Christ in me, living by every word of God. That is my desire. Let it be, oh God. It can happen now. Why Peter here spake, the Holy Spirit fell on those that hear the word. How do you hear me? Are you criticizing what I am saying? Or are you believing? Are you a part of it? Is there a seed of God in you? It can come to life in this atmosphere. Jesus wants to hear what you have to tell him in times like this. For the next one. In case you call, you want to go with him. Is everything in order? Is everything in place? If you have a desire and a need at this time, will you just lift up your hands to God? If the pastor would not mind, I'd like for him to pray for the congregation. Commit each person to God with their needs and desires.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this opportunity again. While we are safe, how you have not allowed the fever to cook our brain, but in our life senses, we have come to your house for this purpose to check up with our soul salvation. The word has gone forth, O God, it has been spoken in a very plainness of speech, what we have need of, to be what you want us to be. The children on the altar, they have come. The needs might be different from person to person. So also those in the audience, the needs might be different from person to person. But we know you are the Almighty who knows the thoughts. And the needs in the heart of your children are known to you. Sincerely from the depth of our hearts, we are asking this request. Meet every one of us at the point of our needs. In the name of Jesus Christ. If there be any sin or righteousness anywhere that might want to hinder from receiving from you at this hour, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ. Let every idol be moved out of the way. Let every sin be moved out of the way. Let every obstacle be moved out of the way. I give unto every one of us, Lord, what we have need of to be what you want us to be. You have sent this message to prepare our people for that place you have got to prepare. Lord Jesus, may we believe we are part of the people that are to be prepared by this message for that place you are going to prepare. Lord, give us all that we have need of and make us ready for that place. May none of these things that we have heard spoken, may none of it stand against any of us on the day of judgment. Grant it, Heavenly Father. You taught us when we ask anything as our desire, when we ask it in prayer, we should believe that we have received. We say, then shall we have it. What brought your people to the altar? What made them to raise their hands to the audience? May they believe they have received, Lord. And may it come to pass in their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, grant it, Heavenly Father. Bless and replenish your servant for the virtue that has left him. Take all the glory, Lord, for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen.
God bless you. We are dismissing this service straight away. Brother Stephen, please see me this afternoon. Get my message, doctor. Let's sing hymn number 29. again.